Second.
Okay, this alone, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis is going to conduct your hearing at this time, so just hang on to the phone.
Good morning, ma'am. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Maria Andrea Marietta, 133411.
That was 133411?
What, 133411?
Thank you. And again, good morning.
Good morning.
We are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on January 22nd, 2019. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench, working toward me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. White. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. Oh, pardon me. I forgot to also mention, also present in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Westby, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Again, before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Ms. Vasquez and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, so you affirm? Ma'am?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Okay. I do.
Thank you. Ms. Vasquez, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Okay. I will begin phase one of this hearing. Just 1 second. By reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways of the company as follows. Violation of condition number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at TLC 132, South Robeson Avenue, Mesa, Arizona, on or about December 3rd, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Ms. Vasquez, is this true or false?
Yes, it is true. I tried to give my parole officer my sister's address, but it kind of seemed like she didn't want me to leave the... But I didn't have a cell phone either.
Ma'am, Ms. Vasquez, you will have a chance to explain this to the board, but before we do, I need to make a motion to pass the hearing from phase one to phase two. So if you just stand, the phone, I'll make a motion, and then we'll get right back to you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Just 1 second. My motion is, based on Ms. Vasquez's admission, I move to find her delinquent that she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and that she may have or have lapsed in a criminal major company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal and reaffirmed by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Okay, Ms. Vasquez, we're going to continue the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and as I stated, you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Westby,
Ms. Vasquez was released from EOC on November 27, 2018. She was arrested on January 7, 2019 by Chandler PD when the police responded to a man-down call subject found passed out in a street. She was back in EOC custody January 7, 2019 with an adjusted CSED of May 2, 2019, 35 abscond days. Current conviction, 2018, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year. Prior convictions, 1998, robbery, 1.5 years. 1998, shoplifting, 1 year. 2001, aggravated assault, 1 year. This is her third term in DOC. CUIR score, 2.2. Mental health score, 1. Substance abuse score, 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 1998. Temporary release, 5 months completion. 2001, TIS release, arrested on new charge, DV criminal damage, reached CCD while in jail. Disciplinary violations have been moderate with violence noted. Other arrests, 1996, assault, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1997, assault, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. And all of the arrests between 1997 and 2018 resulted in charges that were either dismissed or not processed. Her community risk score is a G1, B2.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Ms. Vasquez. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at TLC in Mesa. You made residence on November 27, 2018, the day of your release. On December 4, 2018, you were discharged from the program due to your failure to return to the property after your job search in the community. So, Ms. Vasquez, you were missing from community supervision for 35 days. Where did you live after TLC?
I lived at a friend's house in Chandler. I didn't go back. I didn't call my parole officer. I was kind of upset because I wanted to go to my sister's because I was at the TLC, which was not good for me. Even my parole officer knew that. And I was like, can I go to my sister's? And we kind of got into it, her and I. My sister doesn't drink or nothing. She's a Gila River community transportation worker. She's been working there for like 7-8 years. She don't use. That would have been a better bet for me to go to. But I still stayed anyways. I said, well, maybe I can work it out. But it wasn't no good. People were coming in and out using, drinking and stuff. And I got my clothes, my underwear, my socks, my bras stolen. I told the lady that works at the one of the workers at the parole, the TLC that my stuff was stolen when I went to a car wash that Saturday. When I was there the second weekend, I was upset. I was mad, and I just left. And that's the reason why I left, because of these things that had happened to me at TLC. I know I should have called my parole officer. I didn't, but I was very upset with all the things that was going on. And I did want to go to my sister's because she does not use and she doesn't drink or anything. I finished my parole the other two times that I was on parole. The last two times I was incarcerated. And was paroled. That's all I have to say. But yeah, that's what really mainly happened. A lot of things was happening there. Drugs was coming in. Alcohol was coming in, and it wasn't a good place for me, so I left.
Okay. Again, just to be clear on that, you did not like the conditions at TLC because you felt there was bad influence. Again, was it alcohol and drugs?
You coming in?
Yes.
Also at the TLC.
Okay. Okay, we don't have the employment notes. Did you find work?
No, I did not. The reason why I also wanted to go to my sister's because they have a place there called Terrell's on the reservation, and they could have found me a job even though I had a felony. It would have been a lot easier for me to get a job there on the reservation than it would have here in town, because I'm a community member on the reservation.
I see. We have some programming notes that you assigned to task for random drug screening. There were no results.
That's another thing. Oh, my God. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
That's another thing, too. One of the ladies said that they do not do, and I was upset about this, too, because the lady was like, I've been here a month and a half, and I've only done one drug court, task. She only had done only one, but she called every day and she only did one. I didn't approve of that either, because I would have rather had been more tested on, and she was on parole there also. Another lady that's on parole, she was using also, but you could tell. And I just, there's just a lot of things that was going on in that place that just wasn't, you know, cool for me. But I did call until the day I left.
Okay.
And I didn't get one screening, one drug test while I was there.
Okay, so just to be clear on this, you broke off contact with your parole officer. Why did you do that again?
Because of all the stuff that was coming in and out, and I tried to talk to my parole officer and tell her that I rather would have been at my sister's, because she's not a drug or alcohol user. Her and I like kind of got into it,
okay.
Okay,
the reason why I asked again is when you said earlier that we got into it, I wasn't sure if you got into it with your sister or the parole officer. So,
we kind of like had a little disagreement on me leaving, but she was like, she didn't want me there also, and we kind of had a little disagreement, but I think she just thought that maybe I was just going to go there and not come back, you know, like with my program, in which I would have been able to work there, go to my sister's better than I would have had to be at the TLC. So I just left, and that was all my fault. And I didn't even contact her. I was really upset with all the things that were going on. I should have contacted her myself, and I didn't do that. So I understand if I don't get, back out on parole,
okay,
or anything like that, because it was my fault that I didn't contact her back.
Well, Ms. Vasquez, I do appreciate your attitude and your sense of accountability. I have one last question. What caused the Chandler Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconding warrant?
I blacked out. I don't even remember if I was passed out or anything. I don't even remember. I just remember waking up in the hospital. I don't know how they got me, how I was there or anything. I just remember waking up in the hospital and them bringing me here.
And had that been because you were drinking, or what caused
it? Yes, I was drinking. I had drank a lot that day. I had drank a lot.
Okay. So I think that should be an indicator to you that you may want to get some substance abuse treatment. And we understand that there are you part of a reservation now?
Yes, I am, from Gila River. I was going to do that. I was going to talk to my CO3 and see if I could get into rehab from here to when I leave from here. If I'm maxed out, then I know that I probably won't be able to do that, but that's what my plans are to do when I get out, is to turn myself into a rehabilitation center, whether I get out or not.
Well, I certainly strongly encourage you to do that. Blocking out is not a very good sign of managing alcohol intake, and we recognize there are a lot of substance abuse problems out there, so just take that as encouragement. I'm going to ask my fellow board members, do they have any questions for you? Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Ms. Ross, you stated several times you wanted to go stay with your sister, but when you were out, you just wanted to stay with a friend. Why didn't you go stay with your sister?
Because I was really upset. I had a check stolen from me, and I was upset. I just said, forget this, and I just left, and I didn't try to do nothing with myself. And that's just what I do. I just beat myself up for the things that I do. I don't know why. I just do that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any further questions? Okay, Ms. Vasquez, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us. But this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before the board votes on this case?
No.
Okay. Well, the board will be going into discussion. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, ma'am. The board is now in discussion. For the board members, this is an unfortunate case in as much that Ms. Vasquez was given an opportunity to live in the community, supervised, and it just did not work out too well. I recognize that she did not want to live at the halfway house because she felt it was a bad influence, but she's also obligated to work through these issues with the parole officer and to maintain contact. It sounds like that she relapsed into some drinking issues, and I hope it's something that she seeks help for in the near future. And based on the past arrest while she was on community supervision, I'm not finding her a very suitable candidate for returning to community supervision. I will say that with her having just a little less than 3 months left on her sentence, she might be best served leaving the Department of Corrections, done with her sentence, so that she can pursue her own interests. Free and clear. But that's what we begin the discussion. Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information that's been provided to this board, enrolled number 2018, WP651, our discussion with Ms. Vasquez, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of her supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Miller, reappointed by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Ms. Vasquez, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on May 2nd, 2019, which is less than 3 months away. And I have to tell you, on February, when I mentioned May, it just seems like a long time away, but it is not. It's just a matter of weeks. So we encourage you to take advantage. Of any programming that's available to you. If, for example, AA is available to you inside Perryville, or any programming that's provided by the Department of Corrections. If nothing else, put together a plan for your return to the community. It sounds like that you have resources through the reservation, and we certainly want to see you put this chapter of your life behind you and move on and be productive. The hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. Thank you for being so accountable before this board. And if you could just lay down the phone and ask the CO3 to guide in the next individual.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.